The following message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton.
About Gideon for a while. Like I said, I didn't intend to continue on with him, but the more I look into it, the more the Lord shares with me. And so let's look at Judges 6, 14 through 16. You know, he's already called Gideon a mighty man of courage, a mighty man of valor. Verse 14 says, "Then the Lord turned to him and said, 'Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you?'" This is Gideon. So he said to him, "O my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." See, again, Gideon was identifying with his circumstances. And how many times do we do that? Because the circumstances scream for attention. You know, your circumstance screams for attention, especially if it's a tough one, right? I mean, if you've been in a tight spot, you know, Satan works on your mind. He wants to tell you every bit of the tight spot you're in, right? Every parameter, every way that it's going to get worse, right? He piles it on, right? And as you focus on your circumstance, you start to identify with that circumstance. And remember, your identity leads to your destiny, right? Okay. And so as we get to looking at these scriptures, and we talked about, you know, the lies and the truth last week, and it's identifying with the truth instead of identifying with the facts of the circumstance. And like I say, you know, people have a hard time with that. You know, they have a hard time with people of faith sometimes because of this, they say, well, you're just lying about it, right? You know, you're saying you're healed, but you're sick. You're just lying about it. No. The thing is, here's the balance, guys. Here's the balance. The facts are my body's fighting an illness. Let's say I'm sick. I'm fighting something, right? But the truth is, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. Now, do facts change? Yes. Like I said, I've seen facts change on cardiograms, x-rays, MRIs. Facts change. But the truth, and the truth is God's word, it doesn't change. The truth is the truth. It's always the truth. Amen. Right? So I want to identify with the truth so that the circumstances of my facts change. Does this make sense? This will set you free. And Brenda? John 8. Okay. Oh, no. And Sean's just smiling. He says, not me. John 8, verse 31 and 32. Do it in the New King James, if that's okay, Bryn. John 8, everybody knows this scripture, the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. It's so important that we fully understand what Jesus was saying here. It is so important. Then Jesus said, looky there. Good job, Brenda. Yay, Brenda. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, underline that in your Bible, who believed him. There's a key. You got to believe him. If you abide in my word, if you abide in the truth that I speak, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. Missy was saying that you can hear the truth. But if you don't know it, you might be talked out of it. But you shall know the truth. And what will the truth do? It'll make you free. You see, so many people, you know, quote that wrong. They say the truth will set you free. The truth will not set you free. It will not. The truth you know will set you free. There's a lot of people that don't believe the truth, and that truth is not setting them free. Why? They don't know it. They may have heard it. But they don't believe. If they don't believe, they don't know. If you don't believe, you don't know. Once you believe, you exercise your faith to what the truth of God's word is, you know it. And you won't be talked out of it. Amen? Amen. Amen. This will set you free. And so it's identifying with the truth. My identity is in Christ. He is the truth. I identify with him. Right? Gideon...
His situation wasn't the best. He's hiding, doing kind of a cruddy job. He's the lowest man on the totem pole, not only in the whole clans, but of the clan, which was the lowest. He was the lowest of the lowest. His circumstance wasn't that good. But see, God uses the things that the world thinks of as weak to show his power. And so, by identifying with God, by identifying the truth spoken to him, I mean, he had to be talked into it with the fleece and everything, but once he started believing, he started stepping out in his identity. And you know what happened? People started following him. The least of the least, they had no reason to follow him until his identity changed. Once he started identifying with God, God started to open up the doors and people followed him. Amen. Amen. In 2 Corinthians 5, Jim was already there today, verses 17 through 21, I'm going to read them. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You see, the truth is you're a new creation. The truth is old things have passed. Satan wants to bring up the lie. He wants you to identify with your past. The truth is you're a new creation. A new creation. Verse 18. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. So, what's the truth? You're a new creation with a ministry. That's the truth, right? That's what the truth says. You're a new creation with a ministry, and that ministry is reconciliation. Verse 19, that is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us that word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. New creations with a ministry, ambassadors. Ambassadors. Ambassadors represent the king they serve. In a foreign land, by the way. That's why it says we're in this world, we're not of this world. We're taking ground in a foreign land, representing the king, advancing his kingdom with a ministry. Man. All right. We're ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us, which he is. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Verse 21, for he made him, that's Jesus, who knew no sin, to be that sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So what's the truth? You're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's the truth. You have to know that. You have to know that. You have to know that. That's your identity. That's who you are. So if I'm in right standing with the king, representing him in his ministry of reconciliation, I have purpose. I have destiny. Amen? Amen. Romans 8, verse 1. Everybody knows this one. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Your identity is in Christ Jesus. So now what's the truth? You're not condemned. You're not condemned. That feeling of condemnation that Satan tries to pour on people, that lie, right? Don't identify with that. Identify with the truth. There's no condemnation because I'm in Christ Jesus. Amen? All right. Ephesians 4, verses 21 through 24. I'm going to read out the New King James first. If indeed you have heard him, and been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God is true in true righteousness and holiness. You know what that means? The truth? You think differently. You don't think like you used to think. Oh, I'm not saying those thoughts won't come at you. But you can take them captive because
you're renewed in the spirit of your mind. You're renewed by the truth of God's word. You see, facts will not renew you. They won't. In fact, they'll weigh you down. Truth will renew your mind. God's word renews your mind, so you think differently. I start thinking the way he wants me to think about a situation. I see what the world sees as an obstacle, a trouble. I see as an opportunity for God to show out and show up. Amen? Amen. Because, again, it's all perspective. If you look back on your life, if you have 20, 30 years of life like I do, you have perspective. You've come against some things, right? And you look back on it, and you know, I look back sometimes and say, God, how did you get me through that? I didn't know you were that good. Well, of course he was, the whole time. But it gives you perspective that he has a purpose, he has a calling, and he's given you a gifting to serve that out. Amen? You think differently. Let's go to Ephesians 2, verse 10, New King James. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We are his workmanship. So you know what the truth is out of that scripture? You are a masterpiece. You're a masterpiece. He's the master. He created you. You are a masterpiece. Think about that. Is he not the master? Are you a workmanship created for him? You're a masterpiece created perfectly, exactly the way he wanted you to be created. Now, have I always stewarded that well? No. Did that hinder the master? No. He was just waiting for me to get lined up with the truth, to start knowing some truth, so that I would identify with the master and walk out my masterpiece function. Amen. Amen. That's exciting, huh? Because that's what produces fruit. And guess what people see? Fruit. Here in a few months, you'll start driving down the road, you'll start seeing trees busting out with fruit because the freeze didn't get them. Amen. Right? And you'll know. You'll say, man, look at that peach tree. People notice fruit, people. They notice fruit. They're drawn to it. Amen. Amen. Let's read that in the Passion. Ephesians 2, verse 10, it says, we have become his poetry, a recreated people that will fulfill the destiny he has given each of us. I love that. We will fulfill the destiny he has given each of us, for we are joined to Jesus, the Anointed One. Even before we were born, God planned in advance our destiny and the good works we would do to fulfill it. You will fulfill your destiny in Christ. You will. Amen. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. It's going to happen because you're choosing to know the truth. And that truth sets you free every single day. Amen. Galatians 2:20 in the New King James says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which now I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You see, walking in truth is walking by faith. Because again, that what Peter said, for a little while, and Misty, you know, made it out, you know, that little while seems to last a long time. But see, we have all patience because that's the fruit we produce. Because the Spirit's inside of us producing patience, producing peace, giving us an ability to be kind in a situation where my flesh doesn't want to be kind. But I have the ability because I know the truth and it set me free from responding in the flesh. Set me free. Oh, I feel the flesh. I just don't respond to it because I don't identify with that. The old man's passed away. I identify with him. Does that make me perfect? No way. No. But he is the master, and I'm working out that masterpiece function he has in me. And every day, I turn it over to him. I walk by faith, not by sight. Amen? Amen. Right? That's some truth we need to know. Because what it does is it gives you vision.
What does the scripture tell us? Without vision, the people perish. But we have vision. Vision from the master. See, ambassadors aren't just sent to a country with no vision, with no purpose. They're sent there with a purpose, with a strategy to advance the will of the king, to advance the kingdom, to advance that ministry of reconciliation. You see, God would have that none should perish. Right? We're all about growing. We're all about growing in him. See, we're not about destruction. We're about life. And that abundant life we have in Christ Jesus. See, that, I don't know, I guess if I name this, it's identity in Christ. See, at the end of that, that settles it, in Christ. In Christ. See, that's my identity, in Christ. See, aside from Christ, I'm in trouble. You know, in the least clan, in the least of the least of the family of the clan, I'm hiding in a little threshing floor, eking out a living. I'm just eking out a living. That's all. I'm just eking out a living. It's bad. It's getting worse. And it ain't ever going to get better. And I'm just going to eat worms, right? Right? I mean, that's the circumstance. And if Gideon would have chose to stay there, then that's where he'd have been. But God gave him the truth. Now, it had to get inside of Gideon. He had to know it. But once he knew it, it set him free. And God kept him going along the way. We've told you the story. Giving him inspiration of faith. He even sent him to hear what the enemy was saying. The enemy were scared. And Gideon's like, there's just a few of us. Well, they were scared. Why? Because they had heard of the living God. Amen. Trust me, right now the enemy's afraid. That's why he's making such a ruckus. Calling evil good and good evil. Because he knows there's people of faith who know the truth and who are free. Can't be talked out of it. Ever. Ever, ever. So, moving on to Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. EJ had a good morning message and he went this way. And I'm going to wrap it up here. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. In the New King James first. Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Let's just identify with Christ. Okay. Let's not identify with our past. Let's not identify with our circumstance. Let's identify with Christ. That's how you can lay aside the sin. Okay? It's where your focus is. And look what it says. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. And EJ did a great job. We run our race. I don't run somebody else's. I run my race. I do the best I can for what God has appointed me to. I'm that masterpiece, right? Well, a masterpiece has a function that the master designed it to be, right? We run our race. Looking unto Jesus, verse 2, that's because we're in Christ. We're in Christ. We look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. That's where he is interceding for you and me right now. He sent us his spirit, then he went to the right hand of God, and he's interceding for us right now. Amen. If God's for us, who can be against us? Think about it. Nobody. Doesn't matter what it looks like. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things. We sing that song, right? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You see, God has appointed you for this time. He has given us the truth of his word. He's given us the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth. The Spirit of truth leading us into all truth, right? As we choose to identify in that truth, day by day, that's what Jim was saying. Every day, he's got to identify with the truth of God's word. You've got to identify with the truth, right? It prepares you. I'm not saying your flesh won't rise up. My flesh rose up this morning half a dozen times. I had to squish it down every time. Situations are going to happen. There are going to be facts. There's going to be facts of living in a fallen world.
where they're calling evil good and good evil. Where I hear things that I'm like, that can't be. That is so far from common sense. I mean, it's crazy. I promise if I went back 30 years and talked to my 22-year-old self and said, hey, this is what's going to be happening. I said, you crazy old man, get out of here. Ain't no way we're going to. Come on, this is crazy. Right? Well, the father of lies, he lies. Yeah, newsbreak, right? He deceives. He's a deceiver. What's going to set a deceived world free? The truth. When you reconcile people to God through Christ, what you're doing is opening their eyes to the truth. And the thing about being deceived, you don't know you're deceived. When you're deceived, you don't know you're deceived. So what it's going to take in a dark world is a shining light of Christ from the inside of us shining out as we walk the course he has for us. With honesty, knowing the truth, with the fruit of the Spirit, so that no matter what we come against, that kindness comes out of us, that goodness, that gentleness, being faithful to his word. Again, not perfect, guys. If you think I'm up here saying that you are going to be perfect, you're not hearing me. What I'm saying is, in your imperfection, the Holy Spirit will gently guide you back to the truth that'll set you free. That's what I'm saying. Amen? Amen. I take great comfort in that. Because I need some truth setting me free sometimes. The flesh tries to tie me in a knot. Computers start breaking down. I can't even send Brenda the message. Then it erases itself. It erases itself. Well, you must have pushed a button. I didn't touch nothing. I know. I need to be set free. But guys, again, listen to my wife. I've told her. Must be a good message you want to share, God. Must be a good. You must want to be speaking something to somebody. Because there wouldn't be this kind of opposition if it wasn't, right? It's an opportunity. I'm not, guys, I don't like it when our people, there's some people that are going through some stuff and they're being healed right now in the name of Jesus. They've had some surgeries, had some things going. I'm not saying God wanted that. I didn't want that. But you know what? You're healed in the name of Jesus. That's what I understand the facts. And I understand some people are going through stuff right now. I understand that. I pray for them. I pray with you, right? I stand with you. I'm not sitting here saying that, oh, it's no big deal. No, I know it's a big deal. I know it hurts. I know there's pain involved. These are the facts of the situation. But guys, I'm not going to sit here and dwell on the facts. You know, remember, I have a big old book of pathology. I can give you a bunch of facts, but it won't set you free. And it won't heal you either, by the way. Knowing the facts had never healed anybody. Knowing the truth is what heals people. Amen? Amen. Right? I mean, it's just the truth, guys. That's why, guys, all I have to do is say what God says. My opinion doesn't matter. It doesn't. Well, he may give me, you know, I may share an experience with you, but I'm just sharing you what happened to me. And I know God's not a respecter of persons. If he'll come through for me, who didn't deserve anything, he'll come through for you. Amen? I know he will. I don't have any doubt in my mind, right? But we have to know that truth. And see, I'm going to give you one more verse, okay? And it's going to set up for what my lovely wife is going to bring next week, okay? Because I have to go to school and learn some facts. It probably ain't going to set me free. But praise God, I'll probably be working on some sermons while they're trying to teach me facts. That's all right. But this is going to help for next week, okay? Let's go to Psalms 92. I'm going to read 12 through 15. I'm going to read it out of the New King James. The righteous. Who are the righteous? You are. You are. Those in Christ, that's you. So everything I'm about to say is about you. Shall flourish like a palm tree
He and she shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. I've heard those things are big. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord. Now, I've preached this many times. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. You see, I believe you're here this morning, right? And if you're visiting, praise God. I'm glad you came. I mean that sincerely. If you're visiting, praise God. Welcome, right? But that doesn't necessarily mean you're planted here. Doesn't mean I don't want you to be. But I don't decide that. Praise God, right? Praise God. I don't decide that. See, God plants people in the place they're supposed to be planted. In the courtyard, so let's call this the lighthouse, our courtyard, right? We're here for a particular function in this region. We have a destiny. We have an identity in Christ. We do things a certain way. And some people think it's weird. Okay, whatever. Praise God, right? I don't want you coming here because of the great music, though it's great. Praise God. I want you coming because God told you to come. Because if he told you to come, he'll plant you. And when you're planted, you take root downward to bear fruit upward. Right? Amen. Right? When you're planted in the house, and then you identify with this family as the body of Christ where you fit for a particular function. Right? Man. You have a destiny. Now, every one that's in Christ has a courtyard they're supposed to be planted in. If this isn't your place, praise God, you're still my brother, you're still my sister. The word is still true, it's still going to set you free. I love you, but go be where you're planted. Now, Pastor Monty said people need to leave. I didn't say that. But what I said was be where you're planted, be where you're supposed to be. Because that's the perfect soil you need to bear the perfect fruit of the masterpiece that God created you to produce. Right? Amen. Because we're all different, right? I mean, guys, I ain't never been in churches that play a shofar. No. I never have. But God said for us to do it. It tells us it's time to start. Started looking up what it means. Hey, I like all that. Shout of joy. Shout of victory. Okay, praise God. We have people that can play them. Praise God, right? Amen. We got drums and keyboards and bass guitars and guitars. Well, praise God. He gave us people that could do that, called here to serve and praise God. We got beautiful voices that sing, right? That's how we do worship. I've been in churches that just play the piano. Praise God, right? Everybody is going to look the way they're supposed to look. I'm not changing off the sermon I just preached. I'm continuing on. And she's going to finish it. Amen. And do a 10 times better job. But guys, understand. We are called as ambassadors with a ministry of reconciliation. Sharing the truth of God's word. We're in the family business, right? I say that so many times. And it says in the scripture that God is love, okay? And I've said that so many times. It's not that God has the ability to love everyone, which he does. But that's not it. He is love. That's who he is. His business is love. And what is love? It's patient. It's kind. I mean, it's everything Jim was just saying. Look at that, the 1 Corinthians 13, the marriage chapter, right? Right? It isn't just a marriage chapter. It's a life chapter. Because that's our business. And as we walk that out in truth, led by the Holy Spirit, we're producing the fruit that people will be drawn to. Because it's him that they're drawn to. The Holy Spirit draws men unto himself, praise God. And then he uses us, right, to just share that good news. It's good news. Hey, being set free is good news, right? Amen. Being set free from the circumstances of the situation where the world is getting goofy. I have people all the time. They come to the office, they say, what is going on at your church? Something's happening. I say, yeah, something's happening. People notice is what I'm saying. I'm not saying that in an arrogant way. I'm not. Because God is moving all over this nation and all over this world. And I want to be a part of what he's doing. Because if he ain't in it, I don't want to be a part of it. Why? Because I'm in him. I identify with him.
So the works I want to do are the ones he's doing. Amen. Because that's what I'm equipped for. That's what I'm able to do. That's what brings me joy and peace. That's how I can function in love. I have patience. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness. And I can practice self-control when these stupid computers do stupid things. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I have to, though. We do that because when you come against real stuff, real circumstances that were not of your making, by the way, but you're having to go through them, we got to know the truth, because the truth is what's going to set you free. The situation, they're going to lie about you. They're going to say things that aren't true. They're going to try to drag you down and try to throw away the key. That's what the world's going to try to do to you. And if you identify with those things, you're going to start getting depressed. What was Hannah saying, right? Right? But as we identify with Christ and by the truth of his word, it assures our destiny. Amen? Every single day. Because everybody has a destiny every day, right? Every single day you have a destiny. You wake up, say, God, you have a purpose for me today. And I'm just going to walk in you and you're going to fulfill it. He's the one that fulfills it.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton. For more information, check out our website at www.lighthouseraton.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lighthouseraton. Please join us in person at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings at our new location, 1310 South 2nd Street in Raton, New Mexico. You can support the Lighthouse Radio Ministry by giving online at www.lighthouseraton.com or send a check to 1310 South 2nd Street, Raton, New Mexico, 87740. Will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa-oh. You are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness. I will follow you. To shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore. I won't feel what tomorrow brings. With each morning I'll rise and sing. My God's love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are my light, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness. I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore.